Well, thank you for having me. Well, survivors in the Arkansas area who were affected by the two different storms in March and April, and we're talking about survivors in Green, Hot Springs, Independence, Izzard, Jackson, Lawrence, Randolph, Sharp, and Stone counties may apply for federal assistance if they had damage in the March 14th, March 15th storms. Additionally, those who were affected by the April 2nd to 22nd storms, tornadoes, and flooding in counties including Clark, Clay, Craighead, Crittenden, Desha, Fulton, Hot Spring, Jackson, Miller, Alachita, Pulaski, Randolph, Saline, Sharp, St. Francis, and White counties may also apply for assistance as well. Now, the homeowners renters that were impacted in these counties are eligible for FEMA assistance for losses not covered by insurance. We have specialists who are available to help you apply for FEMA assistance. They're going to help you review your existing application and submit documents needed to move your application forward. You can also reach more information at FEMA.gov, but some important things on how to apply. There are several ways to apply for FEMA assistance. One is by going to disasterassistance.gov. There's an application for you to fill out there online. You can also call the FEMA helpline at 1-800-621-3362 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, there are also locations for you to visit throughout the state. By visiting, you can visit one of those locations to meet someone face-to-face and discuss what your issues were and how to apply. So you can also go to any of those, and you can find those locations, of course, on our website at FEMA.gov. Some of the important things that we should probably mention to you as well is when you're applying for assistance, have some information readily available. Some of those things that you need to have available whenever you apply are, if you're insured, have the policy number or grant or the agent and the company name of your homeowner's insurance. You probably already have filed a claim, so just bring that information with you. Have it available with you because we're going to ask for that information. Have a current phone number where you can be contacted. Your address at the time of the disaster and an address where you are living if you're not staying at the home anymore. Have your Social Security number, a general list of damages and losses, which you probably already have if you filed a claim for with your homeowner's insurance, and have banking information for direct deposits if you have that available. Keep in mind that if you do not have homeowner's insurance, we certainly do still want you to apply for assistance as well. The FEMA assistance shouldn't be used as an additional way to apply for assistance. It's going to offset for those who do have homeowners insurance. So if you are underinsured and you still need additional funding to help get through to get you back fully recovered, we certainly want you to come out and to take advantage of the opportunity to be able to try and apply for FEMA assistance. And again, if you have any questions at all, if you need help with your application, if you want to be able to find out the status of your application, or just have any questions in general about the status of where things are, please call our FEMA helpline with any of those questions at 1-800-621-3362. Our agents are going to be available between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Central.